But most of my...
it is a mind-altering drug.
Yeah.
So, you know, if you want to smoke it, that's up to you.
Yeah.
Where I get upset and annoyed is when people scream and shout that it should be legal.
Yeah.
Because I don't think it should be illegal.
See,
my friends know that, and they just don't bother arguing with me.
See, I don't agree on that. I think it should be legal because, basically, when you smoke cannabis, you can't be bothered to do anything. So you just sit in the house, laze around all the time. I've got a job and everything. I smoke cannabis. I just sit in the house after I finish work and chill out. But yeah, you get people who drink and then will go out and cause loads of chill. That's when the police get informed and everything.
Yeah, but you're surely, surely, surely not going to use smoking and drinking as an argument for legalising cannabis.
I think the government... You won't make a penny on it. No taxes.
The government won't legalise it because they would lose votes.
They'd lose votes?
Yeah. Because, you know, it might come as a surprise to you, but the majority of this country do not want it legal.
Yeah.
Simple as that. So, you know.
Yeah.
But the majority of the population don't want them to do. That doesn't win you. That doesn't win you friends and votes.
Yeah. Because I know plenty of people that smoke cannabis. I've met most of my mates through cannabis. Through smoking it and stuff like that.
Do you know, that, and this has never been challenged, that every single solitary hard drug user started on cannabis?
I think that's a load of crap myself.
Well, you know, I spoke to many people about this, many people on this subject.
Yeah.
I've even spoke to people who represent organisations who campaign for the legalisation of cannabis.
Yeah.
They don't think it's crap. They don't deny it.
Mm-hmm.
I always agree to agree with them when they say some people smoke cannabis and never go on to hard drugs. That's true.
Yeah, I'm one of them
people. But they had to agree with me, and they did, that every single hard drug user started with cannabis, because they did.
Yeah.
So, you know, it does lead an awful lot of people down the wrong path.
Yeah.
Now, you think it's funny when you get the munchies, not realising that the reason you get the munchies is because you have a huge, massive, immediate drop in blood sugar.
Yeah.
Not good for you.
Cannabis
has been proven that it actively speeds up the death of your brain cells.
Yeah. See, I know people that the brain is hearing all the lessons, all the GCSEs and everything, and them are smoking cannabis and they haven't changed one bit. I don't believe that myself, like.
What do you mean they haven't changed?
Like, you see, if someone smokes cannabis, they lose the brain cells, so basically you're saying they get dumber.
No. It's got nothing to do with getting dumb. It's got to do with the fact that you are how old now?
I'm 20.
You're 20, right?
Yeah.
You've got the whole world in front of you, and you're a smart ass. But you don't realise, right, that when you're 55, you'll slow down. You'll be, maybe two-thirds of the man you should have been when you were 55. You will start to forget things. I know you're 20 now, and thinking about when you're 55 is like years away. But I tell you what, mate, when you are 55, then you're 55, and you'll regret it. I'm not saying you wake up one morning with less brain cells, so you're a bit thicker. We're not talking about your intelligence.
We're talking about
you when you become older, and this has been proved.
Yep.
Long-term, you know, cannabis smokers, they get older and they start to forget things, and...
When people get older, they forget things anyway. I've got a grandma that's never smoked in her life.
Say that because I'm... Right, so I say you're 20 and you're a smart ass, and you say, well, I'm not a smart ass, and you come out with a comment like that. When you get older, you forget things anyway. What?
It's true.
You'll get to 55 and somebody will say to you, what did you used to do when you were 15? How did you used to spend your spare time? And you'll sit there thinking, I can't even remember being 15. It will affect you. Now, if you want to smoke it, that's fine. I'm not going to stop you. Nobody's going to stop you.
I'm just phoning up to say that.
The police have, the government's reclassified it.
Yeah.
It's still illegal, but they've reclassified it. Nobody's going to stop you. But why do you have to force it on everybody else?
I'm not forcing it on anyone. I'm just saying that people's making it out to be that everyone who smokes cannabis are idiots.
Well, everybody who smokes cannabis doesn't listen.
Pardon?
Everybody who smokes cannabis doesn't listen.
Yeah.
Every now and again, I'll talk to somebody who says, yep, I know it does that, yep, I know it does that, and it does that, and it does that. And they make that decision themselves, fine. But it's those that smoke cannabis and stamp their feet and tell me I'm wrong. And I'm lying to them. And I'll state something and they'll say, and I quote you a minute ago, I think that's crap. Well, why do you think it's crap when there are eminent scientists and research has been done and these things have been proved, but to you, it's crap? That's because you're 20 and you're a smart ass and you don't realise what you're doing to yourself.
Have you tried it yourself?
No.
Well,
No. Bollocks.
Bollocks.
Don't speak to me like that. I don't have to jump off a building to know I'll break my legs. That's pathetic. I'm sitting here hosting a talk show, for God's sake.
Yeah.
But you want me to go out and do every single solitary thing somebody wants to talk about?
No.
So if I've never smoked cannabis, then I have to sit here and shut up and just let you spout on?
No.
Right.
Don't have to.
So what do you mean, don't knock it till you've tried it? Of course I can knock it.
Because people these days...
I've never drank bleach, but I wouldn't advise it.
I wouldn't advise it, though.
Look, you're obviously not a student, are you? You don't go to university.
Was a student.
Did you go to uni?
No, I went to college for 2 years.
Right. If you go to a university party...
Yeah.
And you walk into a room and you'll find, I don't know, 10 people smoking joints.
Yeah.
Why are they smoking them?
Relax.
To relax.
Yeah, chill out.
Right. Because almost every time I've seen people smoking cannabis, they've been drinking at the same time.
Well,
have you ever seen anybody take a whitey?
Yes, I've done it myself plenty of times.
Yeah, and you still think that this stuff's good for you, do you?
No, it helps us relax, and...
Well, why did you take a whitey, then?
Well, because I was drinking and cannabis does not mix.
Right, so why should we legalise it then? Stupid thing to do.
Painkillers.
Painkillers?
It's a good painkiller. I know plenty of people who smoke it just to get rid of arthritis in the wrists and stuff like that.
So, yeah, but that's not you.
No, that's not me.
Right, so you can't speak on their behalf then?
No, not really, no.
No. Because the reason you want it legalised has got nothing to do with medicine.
See, I prefer to smoke cannabis than drink. Because I can relax. And stuff like that, but when I'm drinking, I'm running around causing mischief.
You relax because you are altering your state of mind.
Yeah.
And when you sit down and think about, if I say to you, can I chop your little finger off with this blunt knife? I'm sure you'd say no.
Definitely, yeah.
Why? You've got another one.
Why?
Because people... only when they come face to face with what you're talking about, don't stop for a second to say, well, I'm only ever going to get one brain, and my brain controls every single thing that I am, that I do, everything.
Yeah.
And, you want to take into your body toxins that screw with your brain.
Wait.
And that's up to you, but don't scream and shout for it to be legalised. Because people don't want it legalised. I'll tell you why they're smoking. Shall I, in that party with 10 people smoking, they're not smoking to relax, and trust me, mate, I've been there. They're not smoking to relax, they're smoking because they're not supposed to. They're smoking because it's against the law.
Yeah.
They're smoking it because they're rebelling. They're doing something they shouldn't be doing. Two of them might be smoking it to relax. Eight of them are smoking it because it's cool. Because it's breaking the rules.
It's the same with alcohol. Why do you drink alcohol?
Well, alcohol's legal. You're not breaking any law.
Yeah, but alcohol's worse for you.
How?
How? Because
only when abused.
You can't tell me when you were younger and you had a few beers, you used to go around causing trouble.
No.
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 You tell me you've never had a drink and ended up fighting with somebody.
No.
Never.
Never.
I don't believe that.
Well, I don't care if you believe me or not. I'm
most
telling you.
Most people I know what smoke cannabis, right? Don't want to go outside and cause trouble.
I've seen people on cannabis become extremely paranoid and extremely violent. And that was purely down to the cannabis. So, you know, I'll buy into the fact that most people get stoned and fall over and look very chilled.
Yeah.
If you buy into the fact that some people smoke this stuff and get violent.
Well, I've never ever seen anybody smoke cannabis.
You've never seen anybody smoke cannabis and become paranoid?
I've seen them come paranoid, but I've never seen them come violent.
Well, I have.
I haven't. I've seen people who's been drinking, getting so drunk that they've just started fighting for no reason.
Oh, so every weekend?
Then I've seen them smoke cannabis.
Yeah, every weekend, but what have I told you? What have I told you? You cannot, I refuse to allow anybody to use alcohol as an argument for the... Right, if we could go back to the start of time, and we knew then what we know now about alcohol, we might never have legalized it.
Exactly.
Right. If we went back to the dawn of time and we knew then what we know now about cigarettes, we might never have legalized them.
True.
Right. So, given that as the sensible thing to have done at the time, why on earth would you want to legalize what would eventually become a third problem? We've got a problem with alcohol, we've got problems with cigarettes. Why do you want to... Why should anybody introduce a third? When you get on about alcohol and tobacco and how many people it kills and how many people, you know, get violent with it and, you know, all you're doing is shooting yourself in the foot. Because the bottom line is, when you're finished, I'll just say to you, well, why should we legalize a third one? You've just told us all the problems we've got with two, why should we have three?
Because cannabis can also be used as a painkiller.
Can it now? Right, so what happens with we legalize it, and a young couple are at home, and their baby's upstairs in bed, and they both get stoned, and the house catches fire. And they're both too stoned to get the baby out.
That's the thing, though,
it's not good for you.
Answer that one.
It's not good for you. The fact is, if you legalized it, those eight people at the university party that are smoking it to be cool, because they're breaking the rules, they wouldn't be breaking the rules anymore. It wouldn't be cool anymore. So they would, I guarantee you, go and find the next thing to take that was illegal. You would literally push people towards harder drugs. And if people are smoking cannabis, and because it's illegal, they're not using harder drugs on a daily basis, then I'm cool with that, and I'd like to keep it illegal. If you go to somewhere like Holland, Holland, on a percentage scale, has less cannabis smokers than Great Britain. So what do the cannabis smokers say? Look at that. They legalize it, and, you know, it, because it's so readily available and, free for people to go and do, they're not doing it.
Yeah.
Well, that's crap. What's happened is, not many people are smoking cannabis in Holland anymore. The tourists do. But not many of the population. Do you know why?
Why?
Because they're all up back alleys shooting up. Well, it's there. It's the truth. Places in Amsterdam, mate, you just don't go. You wouldn't dare. It's a poison. It's a hellhole. And the reason it's gone down that path is because cannabis was legalized and it wasn't a cool breaking the rules thing to do anymore. And they're all up the alleys shooting up. Because they have more, on a percentage scale, they have many less cannabis smokers than we do, and many more drug addicts. So I can't say anything other than, here's a country that's done what you tell me we should do.
Yeah.
And they've turned their place into a toilet full of drug addicts who will slit your throat as soon as look at you to pinch the 10 quid out your pocket.
Yeah.
So, if you...
I get your point.
There's a country there to look at that's done what you think we should do, and it's all gone pear-shaped and very wrong for them. Why on earth would you want us to do the same thing? You obviously get a supply of cannabis from somewhere.
Yeah.
Then legal or illegal, so it hardly makes any difference. You just go and get your cannabis and do what you want.
Yeah. I've got a mate here who wants to speak. Yeah. Have we got enough time or not?
You're very quick.
Right.